Okay, Jeff, very good. Amadon. I'm gonna have to write that down because I don't know if I've been to that one. Amadon. Thank you for that. And that's a very good contribution there. You never know who might have needed to hear that. So thanks, Jeff, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and we'll maybe catch you on here next week. Next we have KF9WW. Sounds like, Mike, you're having a little problem getting in tonight. Check your power level. Go ahead, Mike. You got anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, to everyone on the net. I don't know what's going on. It's acting up again just on this particular repeater. The other one's doing good. But anyway, as long as everybody can hear me, I want to let everybody know I had my internet switched over to the new fiber optics, and in doing so, was hoping that it would make everything better for putting my YRX station together, and was on the phone with Tech Services about dedicated ports, and I listened to the spiel with John Crook this afternoon on the new WiresX 2.0 software that's just been released, and that they recommend IPv6 compatibility versus the IPv4. And then I checked with the people from SURF, and it would be very cost prohibitive to be able to get that capability with the new system. So if anybody's planning on making that move, they might want to check before they invest in anything. There's more questions I could answer before the net gets bored with my limited ability to explain it. I'd be glad to stick around, but it's going to make it difficult with this upgrade system. So if you have the older 1.5 version of WiresX, you might want to hold on to it. And that's all I've got, Kurt. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I hadn't had a chance to watch that video. I sent you the link because I knew we were looking at setting you up. And here's what I'm not understanding there, Mike. Since you just got SURF, I imagine they gave you a couple, or at least one, Eero router, which is probably a Eero 6 Plus or a 7. And those are capable of doing IPv6, whatever they call it, whatever it's for. I'm not even sure. But I know what you're talking about. But I got the Eero 6 Plus, and I can turn it on and off, so I have it. The problem you have, I know, is some devices don't run that, so that could be an issue. So what router did they give you?
I'm not sure of the model number. I'd have to go to the other room and check it out, but part of the package deal that they provided me to get the price that I got is what I think might be the one limiting factor.